Yeah, you might think, sure, maybe people should have tried to get home earlier. Okay. Maybe you think the state government or the federal government should be doing more to help people come back. But there are, of course, some people who are just stuck. They have very, very few choices. The daughter of Steve Colakidis is one of them. He joins us from Aintree. His wife, Christy, and their four-year-old daughter, Samantha, have been, well, they might have been bumped off their flight home to Australia. They were flying into LA from another part of the States, getting rare cancer treatment, when they were very worried about the connecting flight from LA through to Melbourne. Steve, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
Are they coming home?
They are now. Basically, the story is they got on the plane from Charlotte to Chicago. And once they arrived in Chicago, they got an email from United Airlines saying that they were bumped off their flight from LA to Sydney. She contacted them based on their email information stating that they couldn't really do anything. The staff there told them that they should just get on their flight to LA and sit there and wait and hope that somebody just doesn't turn up. So she was a bit emotional on the aeroplane. She was talking to the air hostess. The air hostess went to the pilot, and the pilot contacted United head office directly while flying.
Oh, wow.
And with a bit of haggling, they were able to get her a flight back home.
The pilot got your wife and daughter a flight home while he was flying, or she?
Yeah.
How come the pilot was so invested?
Well, the pilot is apparently a three-time cancer survivor himself, so he understands what they're going through. It's not something that, you know, we're not I understand the idea of cutting the flights, you know, to restrict any sort of transmission here, but you know, we're not going on holidays. They're not traveling or trying to return home. We have to do this every 3 months, otherwise she gets bumped off her trial. So,
so the cancer treatment, she flies to the States every 3 months?
Yeah, so at the moment, this trial doesn't exist in Australia. Right. It's basically to try and suppress her cancer from returning. She's currently in remission.
How old is she again?
She's four.
Do you think she understands everything that's going on?
She gets that she's sick, but she doesn't really understand the severity of it. So what she's been through for the last, you know, close to 2 years now, she doesn't really understand, neither do her sisters to a degree. She's an identical twin, and she also has two older sisters as well. So it's been pretty hard. Yeah, she doesn't really get what's going on. She knows she's sick. She knows she has to travel for treatment and stuff now. But, yeah, just to hear all this stuff about the Australian Open players having a whinge and not being happy with hotel quarantine, yeah, there are 37,000 Australians that are stuck overseas. You know, what they're getting paid as well, just hearing what you're saying, that Australian Open are paying for their hotel quarantine.
Yes.
We don't get that luxury. You know, the hotel quarantine is going to cost us $3,500. We've got treatment in the US that's costing us money. The flights over there that's costing us, you know, these guys, minimum, if they get knocked out in the first round in qualifying, they make $25,000.
Yeah.
If they make it past that, they make $100,000.
You know? Well, I think most of them understand that, Steve. I think some of them don't.
I was reading that a New Zealand tennis player came out and said that they were all warned a month ago that if something like this happened, that they would be put in hotel quarantine. Yes. And he said that most of them just didn't decide not to go on the call. So I don't know if that's arrogance or ignorance, but to me, like, it's just, you know, what are you complaining about, to be honest? Like, okay, you can't go outside and practice. You know, most people can't do anything, you know, stuck overseas. Or when they're coming back home, they've got to quarantine hotels, and most of them can't do it now because there are 1,200
sure.
of the players and their entourage that have come along.
Hey, Steve, what was it like knowing that your wife and daughter, four-year-old daughter, were flying into LA and might not be able to get out of LA? I'd be very stressed if I'd heard that. What was going through your mind?
Yeah, well, we've been pretty stressed because we know what's going on in the US. We've kept an eye on sort of the politics, their COVID rates. And then when we also, I heard this morning, my wife didn't know, and I didn't tell her because I didn't want to freak her out even more, that in LA they had a confirmed strain of what's happening in the UK.
Yeah.
And then they're saying that there's a possibility that it could spread quite quickly and quick. And
well, some parts of LA, I think 1 in 10 people are testing positive for the virus. That's a COVID swamp.
Yeah, the US is a cesspool. It is, you know. And Los Angeles is probably, I think, one of the worst cities over there. So if she was stuck in Los Angeles, we don't really know where we would be then, because at least in Charlotte, she was at the Ronald McDonald House. Had she found out then that she was being bumped and
the treatment's in North Carolina, but they were flying through LA.
Correct. So they have to go from Charlotte to Chicago, connecting flight to LA to get to home.
So what time are you expecting them home, Steve?
They're flying into Sydney, and unfortunately, they're not coming back to Melbourne. They have to quarantine in Sydney. We've tried to negotiate with the New South Wales Health to try and get them home to Melbourne to quarantine. We really would like them to be able to quarantine at home, which they have done partially before on their first round.
Who decides if they quarantine at home, New South Wales Health or the Victorian Department?
New South Wales Health won't even let them leave New South Wales.
Right, okay.
So we haven't even gotten to the stage where trying to get them back to Victoria. They've just basically said no. And the thing is that when she was there the last time, the Sydney's Children's Hospital had to push for her to come home because they were a bit worried about a possible relapse, and they can't treat her. They don't know her history. They're not her doctors. So they pushed really hard to get her back to Melbourne, and they were able to come the last 3 days to quarantine at home, you know, in which we were supposed to be supervised, and, you know, no one ever turned up either. So the system as well is broken.
Well, let's hope things get a lot smoother, and I hope their hotel quarantine in Sydney is brief. And, look, I just hope things work out, Steve. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.
Good luck.
No problem. Cheers.